When Kamel Zekri was a kid hanging onto the backseat of his parents' Peugeot, the drive home from Paris to southern Algeria, a little like being in a movie, finding his musical roots. Now, as one of the foremost Afro-jazz artists in Europe, Kamel Zekri refuses the kind of cultural definitions many American jazz performers use to describe their music. In this report, Kamel Zekri tells Frank Browning how learning to make his own kind of music enabled him to form his own Franco-African identity.
Kamel Zekri is a man whose life and art emerged from the clash of two cultures. At the most extreme, Kamel Zekri's free improvisations are no closer to the spirit ceremonies his parents knew in Algeria than they are to the formal music he studied at Paris conservatories. Zekri says it took him a quarter century to bring his music and his identities together.
Ces deux mondes, je les vivais, mais d'une manière séparée.
There were two separate parts of my life. In Algeria, I didn't speak of France and the music I did here, classical, jazz, reggae. But here in France, I was never doing or talking about Arabic or Algerian music I did there.
Mais jamais je ne parlais de la musique algérienne.
Kamel Zekri is a big man, around 6 feet four, just under 200 pounds. In Europe, he's generally seen as an improvisational jazz musician. Zekri scrunches up his eyebrows when you ask him if his music is really jazz.
Jazz, c'est un mot. Faut pas se tromper. C'est pas la musique, c'est un mot.
Jazz is a word. It's not the music. Why not salsa? Why not bossa nova? Reggae. You can't say this is not jazz. It's an encounter among people who have given us music. It's not one person who has given us this music. It's a meeting of different people and cultures.
Un ensemble de personnes qui a fait ça.
He set aside classical technique. He changed the placement of his hands. He expanded the scale to encompass Arabic, Berber, and African sounds. Sitting in his modest apartment outside Paris, he picked up his guitar to illustrate.
Last winter, Kamel Zekri encountered a world beyond music. He collaborated with the National Dance Theatre of Caen on a new work. Nine dancers, three French, three Japanese, and three from Congo, joined with Kamel Zekri. Ela Fatoumi, one of the choreographers, says that Zekri's approach to music was the perfect match for the company's Creole-style improvisational dance.
We need really musicians that be in the moment with the dance, that the dance and the music rise in the same time. Kamel is an artist so open-minded and so curious.
Kamel Zekri says that when it comes to pushing musical boundaries, his great breakthrough came when he and his partner, Dominique Chevauchet, started a series of Euro-African musical cruises along some of sub-Saharan Africa's major rivers. They called these water music, and at each river village, indigenous musicians would join them. In 2000, they found themselves in a tiny village in Burkina Faso, waiting for their boat to be delivered overland by truck. Each night, they played impromptu for their hosts until finally the boat arrived. But Chevauchet says it was too big for them to unload alone.
The village decided to stop work, and 250 men, maybe more, come and help us to take the boat from the track, all the village.
Young and old, they hoisted the wooden boat onto their shoulders and carried it into the water.
We say, thank you, thank you, thank you. But they say, no, we want to thank you for this. And they organize a big ceremony for us. And we see a ceremony which is very difficult to see. So it was something magic.
It was exactly the kind of exchange Kamel Zekri had been seeking. It enabled me to find a balance within myself, an African and at the same time a European by training and education. I needed to show both sides, so the Festival of Water enabled me to gather everyone on a boat and to create improvisational music in each village, collectively, together. It's the best way I could find to express who I am.
C'était la meilleure façon pour moi de dire qui j'étais.
In October, at the Quai Branly Museum in Paris, Zekri and Chauvanché collaborated with musicians from Congo to mount one of the water festival pieces that they presented on the Congo River. Zekri says it marked one more step in integrating all of the pieces of his complex life. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.